Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
And thank you for hanging in there. Let me remind you, we're talking about Chick-fil-A and its betrayal of the Christian community across America today. In fact, I believe that's exactly what we can call it, betrayal. In fact, Mike Huckabee said, I'm sure you've heard that Chick-fil-A has fully surrendered to the very leftist anti-Christian hate group. In August of 2012, I asked to help promote Chick-fil-A's Appreciation Day. It was an incredible display of quiet, loving support and record sales. I now regret that I did it and that I invited you to participate. It's a sad day. I wonder how long before they'll go ahead and open on Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a statement a week ago approximately by Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas. I pray that Chick-fil-A will continue to prosper and be a good organization. And the purpose of this broadcast is not to denigrate or try to destroy or try to hammer them. I understand there's one national Christian organization that has asked for a boycott of Chick-fil-A, and I'll not go that far at this point in time. But we're talking about what they have done in turning their backs on several Christian organizations to give for social justice organizations and organizations like Covenant House that believes in and supports the LGBTQ community, believes in and supports abortion on demand, believes in and actually assists by transporting young ladies to the abortion clinics to murder the baby in the womb. So I'm very saddened by that. And some say that's enough to simply cease and desist buying from Chick-fil-A. I'll not tell you to do that. I know from the standpoint of what I believe that it's serious enough in my mind that I need to find another place to do business if it comes to a chicken sandwich. The thing that I'm concerned about, ladies and gentlemen, is many, if not most, of the Chick-fil-A stores, restaurants across the nation are owner-operated, where there is a joint ownership between Chick-fil-A corporate and the local management team that owns and operates them. And I believe those are the guys that are going to get hurt the most. And I am saddened to see where that is headed in that relationship, but it is very, very true. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps the answer can be found in what changed their mind, what caused the decisions. So perhaps we should look at Covenant House and what they do. Covenant House proudly supports the LGBTQ agenda. Covenant House supports and assists young women seeking abortions. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says it's just a portion of what I will talk with us about a little further in the broadcast with Covenant House. It says, Covenant House caught taking women to abortion mills. The center founded by Catholic priests claims to uphold Catholic teachings on the sanctity of life. On Friday, at least four pro-life sidewalk counselors were shocked to see Covenant House actually transporting vans pulled up directly in front of them while they were holding vigil at the Summit Medical Center's as an abortion mill in Detroit. Once Catholic organization, Covenant House claimed to help homeless young people escape the human trafficking in America. And I could go on, as about a five-page article there, but the point of the article was some of the folks on the streets that's passing out tracts and documents and information pleading with the women not to murder their babies discovered that Covenant House vans were pulling up filled with young ladies taking them to the abortion clinics, the abortion murder facilities there in Detroit. I'm saddened by that. But ladies and gentlemen, do your own research. Google Covenant House. Look up who they are, what they're doing, and their background and what is taking place. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says Chick-fil-A announced that it will now fund Covenant House, a radical LGBTQ activist organization that celebrates homosexuality, transgenderism, and the entire LGBTQ agenda, end quote. Further, this article reads, ladies and gentlemen, Chick-fil-A has betrayed the Christian community to such a degree that it is likely to damage. The damage can never be undone. Franklin Graham was 1,000% wrong, this writer says, when he reassured Christians the other day that Chick-fil-A had not changed its core values. Chick-fil-A has not only changed its core values, it has rewritten them to such a degree that the founder, Truett Cathy, if he were still alive, would struggle to recognize the company he founded back in 1946. Indeed, if it were possible, Truett Cathy would be rolling over in this grave right now. And then further in this article, Chick-fil-A has dumped their support for the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and is now giving to groups like Covenant House in New York City that openly promotes the LGBTQ agenda as well as full support of abortion. Their funding to Covenant House in New York City has very little to do with helping the homeless and everything to do with promoting the LGBTQ agenda and its lifestyle. Further, the article reads, "It breaks my heart to say this, especially because I have very good friends who owns a Chick-fil-A. But Dan Cathy has left us no other choice than to call for a boycott of Chick-fil-A starting immediately and have that boycott remain in full effect until such time as Chick-fil-A leadership repents." The article further says Chick-fil-A is now funding pro-LGBTQ groups like Covenant House. And it's about a 5-page article, and I read just some excerpts from that. But ladies and gentlemen, that's just letting you see the basic temperature, as I call it, the basic heartbeat, the basic feel of Christians and Christian organizations across America today and what they're thinking in relationship to Chick-fil-A. Was it a good decision for Dan Cathy? Was it a good decision for Chick-fil-A? Will it enhance their business? Will it enhance their growth and development? Will it make Chick-fil-A a better place to do business with? Those are questions you must ask and respond to. Ladies and gentlemen, you can respond to this dialogue and discussion today on Let's Face the Issues by dialing 831-0917. 831-0917. The telephone call gets you right through to the studios and right to our microphones. Love to hear from you. What do you think? How do you feel? Do you feel you should boycott Chick-fil-A? Do you feel you should stop buying Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches or meals? Will you stop? Will you discontinue going to Chick-fil-A restaurants? Tell me. Talk with me. I want to hear from you and see what you think about this dialogue and discussion we're having today. 831-0917. 831-0917 is the telephone number. This is Dr. Youngblood. You're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. We're talking about the betrayal. Chick-fil-A has betrayed the Christian community is the premise of the broadcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, why do I say that Chick-fil-A has basically betrayed the Christian community across America? Why is this statement so vital for us to understand? I'm going to give you several reasons, and we can talk about each of these individually if you'd like to. You'd like to discuss them. Number one, Chick-fil-A's historic stand against the LGBTQ agenda. Chick-fil-A has taken a stand against sodomite marriages and a sodomite lifestyle. Chick-fil-A has, through its founder, Truett Cathy, then restated by Dan Cathy and its entire organization, they've taken the position, ladies and gentlemen, that God is right and man is wrong, that God is correct, that God created male and female, created he them, Genesis 1:27, that God created man and woman to have marriage and produce children that would then in turn honor God and reproduce children that in turn would honor God. That's God's plan. And Truett Cathy and Dan Cathy made that affirmation. That has been the bedrock, the foundation of building their business. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that Chick-fil-A has betrayed the Christians across America by donating now to organizations that disagree with that position, donating to organizations that believe in the sodomite lifestyle, the sodomite marriage. Some call it homosexual. Some call it gay. The Bible calls it sodomite. I believe some 38 times sodomy and sodomites mentioned in the Bible. And it's the only sin that God destroyed two cities and all the plains round about. Genesis 19:24, 25, and 26. You find that it's as a result of sodomy that the Bible says in Romans 1:24-32, that God has given them up over to a reprobate mind. And that is the position that God takes. We have no authority to take any other position. We have no authority to say that that they have done with Chick-fil-A. We have no authority to say that it's wrong that they can't do it. That's their prerogative. They own the business. They can do as they please. They can discontinue anything that's called Christianity, but that's their choice. But I'm saying that as a result of them standing so tall for so long and fighting the LGBTQ battle, and now they have bowed and bent. And I believe as a result of it, they have betrayed the Christian community. Secondly, because of their willingness not to bow, not to bend, even in face of the largest onslaught of Satan and his demonic attackers, the company has stood. And as a result of that, multitudes of small Christian businesses have looked to them as being that example, as being that light on a shining hill, shining light on a hill that allows them to take the same stand and dig in the heels and say, we're going to obey God also. There are multitudes of small Christian businesses today that say that if Chick-fil-A can stand and be successful, we're going to stand and we'll be successful. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about betrayal is seen in the fact that Chick-fil-A's historic stand against the LGBTQ. And because of their willingness not to bend and not to bow, even in the face of the onslaught of Satan and his demonic attackers. And number three, because the small mom-and-pop Christian businesses could look to Chick-fil-A as that great example of how to stand for truth and how to stand against the enemies of God's word and how to stand for God's word. And number four, because Liberty Council and other prominent Christian leaders were taking the same stand against the LGBTQ, and they have faced the battle. Multitudes, ladies and gentlemen, have been labeled as hate groups by the 70 Poverty Law Center. And as a result of being labeled as a hate group, a hate organization, many of these Christian funding organizations refuse to fund these groups that are labeled as hate groups. And Liberty Council and others have been viewed as hate groups because of their stand and doing battle on a pro bono basis for Christian organizations that have themselves refused to bow and bend to the demands of the sodomites in America. And ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. The sodomite agenda today is powerful politically, socially, and now they're wanting to break through the walls and force Christians, Christian businesses, and Christian churches, and Christian organizations not only to tolerate them, but to embrace them and celebrate their sodomite lifestyle. So, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that it is fitting for us to see what Matt Staver has said. In fact, Matt Staver, the title of this article, Matt Staver, president of Liberty Council. Liberty Council is a Christian pro bono legal organization that will fight the battle for Christians that's dealing with constitutional issues, or fight the battle for Christian churches and Christian businesses and Christian individuals that's fighting the battle with the LGBTQ community, as is their First Amendment right to do so. Here's the article, title of it. Matt Staver responds to Franklin Graham. Chick-fil-A is now funding pro-LGBTQ groups. The article reads, Franklin, you've done a huge disservice by not doing more investigation into Chick-fil-A's betrayal and capitulation to the LGBTQ agenda. While Dan Cathy may say the company has the same values, the company's statements and actions tell a totally different story. The president and chief operating officer, Tim Tapalopoulos, continues to serve as an advisor. Listen, this is coming from Matt Staver. He says the president and COO, Tim, continues to serve as an advisor to the Atlanta Boy Scouts. This alone should raise red flags, considering the Boy Scouts also capitulated to the LGBTQ agenda. There's no question. We know that as we go into the new markets, we need to be clear about who we are. There are a lot of articles and newscasts about Chick-fil-A, and we thought we needed to clear about their message. This is what was stated by the president of Chick-fil-A. Let me read you his statement again. This is restated by Matt Staver in this article. President of and COO of Chick-fil-A said, there's no question we know that as we go into new markets, we need to be clear about who we are. There's a lot of articles and newscasts about Chick-fil-A, and we thought we needed to be clear about our message, end quote. Further in the article, it says, in 2014, Chick-fil-A decided to stop funding the Paul Anderson Youth Home because it accused them of being anti-LGBTQ. But it still had funded communities with the Salvation Army and Fellowship of Christian Athletes, both of which are also falsely accused of being anti-LGBTQ because they have biblical policies on marriage and sex outside of marriage. Now that the funding commitment has expired, Chick-fil-A says it will no longer fund the Salvation Army or the FCA. Even though the Salvation Army fits within its giving priorities of funding organizations that provide housing and food banks, and FCA provides education instead, Tapalophysis states that Chick-fil-A will now fund the Covenant House International, which is a much small, which is much smaller than the Salvation Army, in only 31 cities, and they are LGBTQ activists. Further, the president of Chick-fil-A, speaking on funding of Covenant House, states, "Listen, this is the president of Chick-fil-A speaking of funding Covenant House, states, this provides more focus and more clarity." End quote. At least he is correct. And this clarity reveals the total betrayal by Chick-fil-A. The founder of Covenant House, a Catholic priest pedophile, was sued for allegedly sexually abusing the youth who were seeking shelter and food. Covenant House proudly promotes LGBTQ on its websites, referring to LGBTQ inclusion initiatives, and even doing an inclusion assessment at every one of its facilities. Covenant House also provides support for the New York City Gay Pride Parade with its own floats, banners, and T-shirts. Covenant House is recognized as a national funder of all LGBTQ causes. And ladies and gentlemen, the article further says Chick-fil-A dumps the Salvation Army because it wants to expand into new markets and now shuns organizations that LGBTQ activists falsely call anti-LGBTQ, and then turns 180 degrees to announce that it will now fund Covenant House, a radical LGBTQ activist organization that celebrates homosexuality, celebrates transgenderism, and the entire LGBTQ agenda. And Covenant House does not stop at LGBTQ activism. It also takes girls to abortion clinics. To save its own corporate skin, this is now still Matt Staver, president of Liberty Council. To save its own corporate skin, Chick-fil-A has thrown good biblical organizations under the bus and legitimized the false narrative of the LGBTQ activists. I attended a meeting yesterday in Washington, D.C. with national leaders, and although the meeting was not about Chick-fil-A, the leaders expressed outrage and betrayal over LGBTQ's betrayal. Outrage and betrayal over the Chick-fil-A's betrayal. How do you talk to kids about same-sex marriage and transgenderism? How can leaders steer kids away from the substance and abuse and other addictions? But Chick-fil-A's betrayal of the Christian community will not satisfy the LGBTQ activists. These groups are calling for more, including full employment benefits and full recruitment of LGBTQ. Chick-fil-A voluntarily surrendered to gain entrance into the more liberal communities. In doing so, the company has caused incredible damage to the Christian community by its betrayal of the Christians. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I realize it was an elongated quote from Liberty Council's president, Matt Staver, but I believe it was necessary for you to understand the purpose of this broadcast on Let's Face the Issues today. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say this. There's an example of Chick-fil-A's battle because their repudiation of being repudiated because of their previous stand against the LGBTQ, or that is, against sodomite marriages. But ladies and gentlemen, Chick-fil-A has a battle, and their reputation is still under scrutiny as a Christian company. It seems that they're opening a restaurant in the U.K., and the problems associated with the LGBTQ in the UK. Chick-fil-A, as a result of that, has now decided to close its United Kingdom operation. Here's an article. As Chick-fil-A expands globally and into more liberal parts of the U.S., the chicken chain plans to change which charities they, like Salvation Army, donates to after years of bad press and protests from the LGBTQ community. Since the start of the original protest of Chick-fil-A back in 2012, we have brought you the story after story showing how Chick-fil-A sandwiches, the Chick-fil-A giant, a Christian-run company, has stood against the relentless push of the LGBTQ community, who has insisted that they stop donating money to the LGBTQ groups like the Salvation Army, et cetera, et cetera. Chick-fil-A was able to have surging sales in spite of such heavy opposition because they stood with God. They stood with the Bible. They did what was right. But what will happen now that Chick-fil-A has changed its position and given in to the pressure, the LGBT protest, this writer says in this article, I shudder to think what happens now. At the end times continue to heat up, the players are falling like flies. Who will be next? Who will be next? Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article that says, UK's first Chick-fil-A expected to close in LGBTQ quarrels. Chick-fil-A has its first ever location in the United Kingdom is now expected to close amidst a row. That means that's what it's called in the UK, a row, a fight, over donations to the LGBTQ groups. According to the Friday report from the BBC News, a spokesman for a local shopping center in Reading, UK, where the U.S. fast food chain restaurant is located, will not extend its lease beyond the 6 months pilot period. The announcement came just 8 days after the restaurant opens its first branch in the Oracle Shopping Center, October the 10th. LGBTQ rights campaigners called for a boycott of Chick-fil-A. According to the news website, Think Progress, the Chick-fil-A's foundation donated $1.8 million to Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the Paul Anderson Youth Home, and Salvation Army. However, campaigners from the LGBTQ group Reading Pride told BBC News that all three organizations now have reputations of being hostile to the LGBTQ community. And he goes on to talk about what Dan Cathy said in 2012 about same-sex marriage. And the article further says, I think we're inviting God's judgment on our nation when we shake our fist at him and say, we know better than you as to what constitutes marriage, he said. And I pray God's mercy on our generation that has such prideful, arrogant attitudes to think that we have the audacity to define what marriage is. That was a statement in 2012 by Dan Cathy. But ladies and gentlemen, the article is simply very, very poignantly pointing out that they opened a store, a restaurant in the UK, and it's been open less than 6 months, and it's now closing because of the fight against the LGBTQ agenda in the UK. So, ladies and gentlemen, when Dan Cathy and the new president now of Chick-fil-A says that as we move forward, we need to know who we're dealing with and what we're doing. They're simply saying, ladies and gentlemen, that they're tired of the fight. They're weak in the battle. And as a result of their battle for truth, as a result of their battle to stand for truth, they've simply decided to wave the white flag and surrender, is my most humble opinion. I say, ladies and gentlemen, I feel sorry, saddened for the good people that own and operate and continue to run the Chick-fil-A restaurants across America. These store owners will be the ones that are more badly hurt, more badly injured, and not because of their decisions, but because of the corporate decisions, the company's decisions at the corporate level. You see, Chick-fil-A is being criticized from the LGBTQ and from the Christians alike, and it's a no-win battle. Only Satan and his demons can win this battle, ladies and gentlemen. We need to understand that the Bible says that we cannot compromise. The Bible points out that we need to stand for truth and keep on standing. The Bible says, the Apostle Paul speaks in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 and falling, verse 12 and 13 in particular, in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, having done all, stand. That means, ladies and gentlemen, we take a stand on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We dig in our heels. We do not turn. We do not bow. We do not run. We do not bend. We simply take the stand, come what may, and allow God to do the battle for us. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what I believe that we need to recognize today as Christians. We're in a battle, and it's a battle for the soul of America. It's a battle for the fundamental foundations of America. Chick-fil-A is being criticized today, ladies and gentlemen, from the LGBTQ and the gay organizations across America, as well as the criticism from Christians. And I say it's a no-win battle. We're faced with, ladies and gentlemen, that which cannot be won from the standpoint of human beings. But may I say, ladies and gentlemen, all of the bad publicity being set up today will, unless God intervenes, will destroy Chick-fil-A as a viable Christian organization. It's sad but true, ladies and gentlemen. Here's an article that says Chick-fil-A gets grilled by both sides in the LGBTQ funding flap. It seems the popular fast food chain just can't catch a break lately, either from the biblical supporters or its rainbow-wearing critics. Further in the article, on one side, There are those that are long champions of the Chick-fil-A corporate purpose. The corporate purpose stated, ladies and gentlemen, is to glorify God by being faithful stewards of all that he entrusted us with and have positive influence over. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a direct quote from the website of the chain that now still closes on Sunday so that the family can worship with their, the restaurant workers can worship with their families and have rest. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says, who months ago signed into law religious discrimination protection measures nicknamed the Save Chick-fil-A Bill, denounced the decision on Twitter and promised to have his dinner at another local joint instead of Chick-fil-A. That's how upset he is. Because you know, ladies and gentlemen, Chick-fil-A was in a battle because they did not want Chick-fil-A to be located in one of the and as a restaurant in one of the airports in the state of Texas. So Governor Abbott got involved and had a special bill passed that prevented them from discriminating against Chick-fil-A. Now Governor Abbott thinks also that we have been betrayed, and he's taking the stand that I'm simply not going to eat at Chick-fil-A. Former governor of Arkansas, turned media personality Mike Huckabee called the decision a call out to the left and a betrayal to the loyal customers. The former pastor used the words hate groups to describe LGBTQ group activists. Other Christian activists tweeted that Chick-fil-A has bowed down, caved in, and bent the knee to the LGBTQ mob and no longer true Christian business. Many threatened to boycott the restaurant, where on God's green earth could they have gotten that idea, end quote. Another one says betrayal is how Tony Perkins, president of the far-right conservative Christian Family Research Council, described it. It is the faithful followers that felt how the faithful followers felt after learning of the change. Every time someone ate there, he wrote in the fire and brimstone email to supporters, they were making a cultural statement. Perkins accused Chick-fil-A of waving the white flag of God's truth in surrender. Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us, it's time we as Christians take a stand as Nehemiah. Nehemiah, building the wall around Jerusalem after it laid waste for some 100-plus years, as he was building the wall, there were critics on all sides. Their involvement was being criticized. Their inabilities were criticized. Their intentions were criticized. The impossible task was criticized. The inadequacies of the workers were criticized. But as you study the book of Nehemiah, you find, ladies and gentlemen, that when the critics would approach, when the critics would take a stand, when the critics would come against them, Nehemiah didn't surrender. He didn't wave the right white flag of surrender of God's word and God's truth. He kept on working, says, the work is too great. We can't come down. We must continue to carry out the work. Were they successful? Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. 49,942 workers in 52 days rebuilt the walls around Jerusalem simply because they refused to surrender. May I challenge you, Christians, today? Don't surrender. Don't bow. Don't bend. God says, so it will burn. Thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues.
Blood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.